I was like, it's a gray truck.
That's all I can tell you, sir.
And they were like, what?
I know, like, bro, why the police ain't got FaceTime?
Like, I'm like, I don't fucking know, guy. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I don't know. You asking me more questions.
Isn't going to make me know anymore.
And being a dick about it is just going to make me want to fight you. Like, yeah. I don't know what I don't know. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. We're back.
Welcome back to another episode of
Epic Nuggets. I'm Jaden.
I'm Tori.
And we're going to get into it today.
Yo.
So I noticed something really weird the other day. It was like super weird. But I, as you know, I drive every other Sunday, drop my daughter off to her dad. And I just like realized that I do something when I get bored. And for some reason, it's never like actually... Like, I've never, like, thought that I'd do it. And then I was like, damn, I actually do that a lot. But you, like, you know, on, like, long car trips, you, like, find weird stuff to, like, keep you...
Yeah,
keep
like, entertained, busy and entertained. Focused.
Yeah, and focused. And something that I do is I'll, like, read people's license plates.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just, like, read it and I'll just, like, say it.
Out loud?
And I'll just, like, sound it out. Yeah, and it, like, for no reason. Like... You know, if it's, like, weird letters that shouldn't go together. Like, if it's, like, DCH, I'll be like, D-ch-ch. You know, I'll be like, D-ch-ch. And I'll just, like, say it, and then I'm like,
funny. Hmm.
And I just realized that I do that. I'll just be like, or if it's, like a, you know what I'm saying? Either that, or I'll, like, I'll read people's license plates, and I'll, like, come up with funny acronyms. Like, same thing, if it's, like, DCH, I'll be like...
Dumb Cody boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
You're just like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I'll be like, dude's cat. Like, I don't know, barfs. Yeah. I don't like do that.
I feel like I do that too, but I do it internally.
Yeah.
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 Like, kind of. And I'm always looking for like the CUK.
Oh, yeah.
Of the world.
Oh, we just saw one. We literally just saw one of those yesterday when we went to Costco. Too. Why is that so common?
I don't know. It was like 1857 or something like that.
Yeah, something,
like,
we have somebody at the gym. That's his license plate.
Yeah. I feel like he forced that, though. I don't know.
He manifested it on accident. Yeah. On accident, on purpose.
Always looking for the CUKs of the world. I see you. I see your license plate. I'm notating.
I see you.
Better not fuck up.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah. So I do that. And sometimes I'll just be like driving down the road and I'll just sound it out. And I'll, like, come up with an acronym. And sometimes I'll just be like, heh. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was funny. They're always inappropriate, I feel like, though.
Oh, yeah. I feel like on the backside of that, though, like I'm also just like, it's like you're always trying to, like, notate the cars around you in case one of them fucks you up. You know what I mean? You're like, what if something happens and they, like, run away?
That would be really responsible if that's what I was doing.
I just feel like it's my brain just, you know, it's like
that's
on Pop Rocks. It's just like, you know.
That's actually responsible. Yeah.
Except for my memory's not really for shit, so I'm like, what you gonna do? Nothing.
One time somebody was following me and I had to call the cops.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, what vehicle are they driving? And I didn't know how to like deduce.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't know how to deduce like what the vehicle was.
Like make and model?
Yeah. Not good at that.
Hmm.
You couldn't see the words anywhere. And I didn't know what the logo was. And I was like, and they were like, is it like a, yeah, like what is it? And I was like, it's a gray truck.
That's all I can tell you, sir.
And they were like, what?
I know, bro, why the police ain't got FaceTime? Or something. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, I was like, I don't know.
Can I text you a picture?
I don't know what it is. It's a gray truck.
Why don't police have that? Can you text
911? They're like, is there anything else you can remember? I was like, it's big. It's bigger than my car. Like, it wasn't a small truck. It was like a big. And they're like, is it like, was it like a Ford? Was it like a F-250? I was like, bro, I don't know. what it was.
I'm not a truck enthusiast, okay? I'm just getting stalked right now.
Then I felt really dumb because one of our neighbor ladies has this little three-year-old. And you know how kids, like, latch on to weird stuff to be really smart at? Like, Elodie's was dinosaurs. Okay. She can tell you, like, any dinosaur. Like, all okay. kids have, like, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. His was make and model of cars.
Mine was definitely bugs as a kid.
He was three. And she was like, what kind of car is that? Points to my car. He was like,
that's crazy.
I'm not
going to
tell you what kind of car I drive, but he said what it was. And then, like,
that's wild.
And then did the same thing to, like, my roommate's.
Oh, my God. Vehicle. You should have showed him a picture of that truck.
He would have known.
He would have known. He would have known exactly
and
what
she
the
was
fuck
like,
was
she
up.
Was like, what does Mama drive? And he, like, said it. And I was like, this kid is literally better than me when it comes to that. That is actually
oh, yeah.
insane.
That's
that
wild.
I can't do that and he can. So I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm. On your makes and models?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm going to have to test you when we're out.
Yeah, yeah, please do. Honestly.
Quick, Jaden, what's the make and model of that vehicle?
I'm like, That's
terrible. Yeah. You were going to bomb that so hard.
It's going to be so, it's bad. Yeah. I was like, I don't, and then it makes me mad when they start, when people start getting frustrated at me for me just not knowing something.
Yeah.
It makes me really mad.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't fucking know, guy. Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
I'm telling you I don't know. You asking me more questions.
Isn't going to make me know anymore.
And being a dick about it is just going to make me want to fight you. Like, yeah. I don't know what I don't know. Give me directions on how to. How about that? Give me a place to look. Help me. Help me. Help me help you help me, bruh. The fuck? I don't know.
People are so weird.
Yeah. But listen, damn. Mr. Policeman, I'm going to need you to drop your fucking attitude, okay,
bro,
first.
I haven't had too many interactions, I feel like, with the police. Did I ever tell you the story? from our neighbor lady about the red shirt?
No?
Or I might have told. I don't know. Okay, well. Well, you know we got that crazy
the
neighbor.
Crazy neighbor.
I got
the same one got Jameson,
crazy
right?
neighbor that's white and one crazy neighbor that's black. I'm not going to name their names on here, even though they got some crazy HOA Betty names. But anyway, so we had a problem with the white one.
Is this okay? The same one who like got mad about Jameson screaming?
That's the black one.
Okay, so that's yep. the one directly next to you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then there's one that's like kitty cornered from us.
Yeah,
and that's
the one who was mad
lady.
About the parking then.
Correct.
Ah,
yes.
Okay, okay, right. okay.
Yeah, so I already told her, you know, a lot. So yeah. anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess like Sean went out for like a walk one day and he was, you know, like the sidewalk passes right by this lady's house. There's like one on, you know, I mean, because it's like on the main street, so there's a sidewalk that goes
yeah.
on each edge of the main street,
so that
and
way
then
you're not walking
there's
in the road.
Our road,
yeah,
and then the sidewalk starts back up, and then it goes onto the for real main road, right, like
yeah.
the highway right there, and so her house is there, and then the sidewalk, of course, goes around the curve, which is the edge of her property, and then goes onto the main street.
Yeah,
so he like goes for a walk. And this, you know, and the sidewalks go all the way down like that main street into like multiple other neighborhoods, and they've got sidewalks. I mean, it's real nice. And so he goes for a walk, comes back, whatever, whatever. So that was at like sunset, so like 8 o'clock, something like that, and maybe 8:30 summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And so like 1:30 in the morning or some shit like that, we got cops banging on our door, and so. Chase,
what?
My roommate, answers the door. Okay, now Sean was wearing a
Chase
red.
Chase just needs to stop
shirt.
Answering the door.
He
like,
really
all
should.
Together,
he's,
bro.
He really
Every time he answers the door,
bullshit.
He's mad at some confrontation. He has no idea what's going. He's like, oh,
whoa, yeah.
He's like. So, like, all these stories always start with Chase, like, answering the door.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's just like,
he's like,
oh,
fuck.
What I do, guys?
Yeah.
So, Sean was wearing a red shirt. Chase Chase wears these shirts to sleep that are, like, from when he, I guess he was, like, really overweight.
Oh.
And, like, the collars are all, like, blown out.
Yeah.
That's an unnecessary detail, but just for visual, yeah. Okay? He wears, like, these, like, granddaddy shirts. And so he came downstairs wearing, like, his PJ pants and a red shirt. Okay, so apparently the neighbor called the cops and said that there was some guy with a red shirt that peeped in her window, and they lived at our house. And no, she's already got, like, animosity towards us.
Bro, she's lying, and she was sending y'all shit.
She did.
She was like, oh, yeah? Watch this,
motherfucker. Oh, you want to take a walk and think about things and have peace? Fuck you, buddy.
Yeah. She's like, hey, remember that time you fucking parked?
Yeah.
I'm finna get your ass.
Yeah, I know. Fucking...
That lady!
She's psycho. She is psycho. But anyway, so...
Dude, she's like one of the worst neighbors you could possibly think of.
She is. She's...
God!
She's got a lot of screws that are loose and have fell out all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Yeah, we really didn't realize it till we went to a yard sale one time. And then, like, the neighbor there was, like, talking shit about her. He was like, yeah, maybe she, you know, maybe she'll get a boyfriend one day.
Yeah, make his life hell.
Yeah. No, it was a joke because I think he was insinuating, like, no one would have her.
Oh.
One of the other neighbor guys was there and he was like, like, you could talk. Like, and he was like, hell no. And that's when we realized, oh, everyone knows. That she's
imagine
crazy.
Imagine being that. I wonder. Like,
I know. But anyway, so Chase answers the door, and they're immediately like hostile towards him. They're like, "Where were you at 8:23 p.m.?" And he was like, "Oh, like, you know." And they're like,
"Our doors are so eerie here, aren't they scary?"
No, it just,
they sound scary.
It wasn't even that. It's that it sounded like Jameson when he squeals when he's alone. And I was like, for a minute, I was like, "You guys have a dog?"
That's what he sounds like.
He's just like, like he just screams. Like, here, I have one. Let me see if I can. Play it for you guys. I think I texted one to Sean the other day. Let me see if I can find it, because let me tell you. All right, so while I'm looking for this, I'll finish this story. So anyway, they're hassling him, and they're like, there was a man that was peeping in the window. He lives at this house, like, whatever, and they're just like,
how can they even come knock on y'all's door without video footage?
I don't know.
You realize they can't arrest you or anything without proof. One. You know?
Yeah.
Or else I can just call and lie about freaking anybody. Like, what the hell?
That's what I'm saying. So, anyway, so he...
I'd have been like, literally first thing I'm like, do you have a video?
Well, so...
Okay, she's lying and she literally gives us problems all the time.
I know. Well, here's the crazy part. So they hassled Chase and then he's like, I think my roommate, like, took a walk earlier. Like, let me just, like, grab him. And we were already up because, I mean, cop knock on the door is pretty, like, you know, it's, like, very, like, thumpy. So anyway, so Sean, like, comes on down there. And he's like, what's going on, guys? Like,
was he still wearing the red shirt?
Well,
or did he change?
I don't know what the fuck he was wearing. He'll be, like, sleeping in hoodies and shit.
Yeah.
He's interesting
like
that.
I didn't know if he still had, like, the same red shirt on. They're like, oh, there's two red shirts. So I don't know.
Oh, my God. I don't know what he was wearing. I think he had to put clothes on to go downstairs. But anyway, so he's like, what can I do for y'all type deal?
And
they're like, oh, like... So sorry to bother you. Like, you know, this lady over here, like, you know, she makes these kind of calls all the time. And like gives him a card and is just like, look, like, we don't know what the deal was, but, you know, like, she said she saw this. So, like, if you guys, you know, have any information or, like, whatever, here's the card. Or if she gives you any problems, here's the card. And that was it. And they leave. And Chase is all, like, sweating bullets.
I bet,
like,
he was terrified.
He was so flustered. And, like, Sean was just, you know, Chase was like, what did they want? And he was just like, oh, like, you know, they just said, you know, this crazy lady, like, call the cops on us, whatever, here's their card. And then he was like, dude, like, they were like questioning me, and like, yeah, it was hilarious though.
Chase too, like, of all people, like, he would never,
he would never peep in someone's window. He stays in his room first off, mostly, so there's that.
Good second God. Off, what the fuck?
Okay, that I think I found this video. Let me see if I can put it up to the mic.
Well, you could play it too.
I think that was it. I think I only.
Oh,
just,
it does sound like him. Golly, yeah, he's so high pitched.
He just screams like that. Yeah, that was like the tail end of it. He's so fucking goofy though. Look at this. Look at this video the other day. Sean comes home. So the garage door.
He does sound like he's being fucking hurt.
The garage door has just opened.
Yeah.
He's excited, but he also like wants to show his excitement. He'll try to bring you like a toy or like a bone or something. Look at this shit. Oh, wait.
Oh, he's so cute.
I know. Here he goes.
Toy.
He had the bone in his mouth. Ah, I know.
Bro, that's hilarious.
He's a goober. Yeah, I don't have a good... Like, Sean's been trying to get me to get a video of him doing this squall that he does.
It's the Frenchie scream. Like, dude. Does he have, like,
but
the Frenchie scream?
We have to be upstairs. Like, we have to be upstairs in my room, and the bedroom door is, like, shut. And because that just freaks him the fuck out. Like, he wants to jump
like
off the bed
downstairs?
And go downstairs. No, like, we'll all be upstairs, all tucked in. Everybody's fine. And then the garage door will open. Or sometimes, I think he can hear the Jeep before it comes in, because he will just start screaming, like, out of nowhere. And I'm like,
is it
freaks
like
me
alarming?
Out. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like chilling, watching TV or something. I'm just like, you know, he's just like, oh my God, like, what is happening? And he looks so distressed, and I'm just like, calm down. And he's like, I can't. Ah! Like, he just freaks out. So I've been trying to get a video of him doing that shit forever, but it's so, like, it's hard to tell, you know.
You never know.
Like,
he's
Sean started texting me, and he'll be like, I'm almost there.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know, I'm like, all right, I'll film him, but, like, you know, of course. It's like he knows he's on camera. He's smart, man. He's real
smart.
It's like
his own little personal prank he pulls on you, and you just don't even know it. Like, he just is trolling.
He just be screaming. I'm like, shut up.
I know, dude. We had this dog when I was a kid, and his name was Mickey. And he's so mutt that, it was something like my dad knew that, like, we weren't supposed to bring him home. Like, he was just some, like, mutt that was, like, that my brother had found. But they ended up bringing him home because he felt bad for him or something. And, like, literally, like, 2 a.m., like, clockwork, he would just start screaming in the backyard. And I remember one time my dad, like, he said he swears, like the Lord knew not to let, like, anything hit the dog because it would have traumatized us. But my dad literally just went outside with a shotgun one time and just, like, offloaded that shit. Like, do, do, do,
oh my God.
Do. Like, just, like, bam, 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 and just, like, shooting off into the dark. Because for some reason, like, our trailer was, like, here. And for some reason, our parents, like, we had, like, an outside dog, but they put them all the way to the edge of the woods, which was like a good walk away from our house. Like, one, it was super inconvenient when we would have to go feed them and water them and stuff, because we have to carry these buckets, like, so far away from the freaking yard, like, from the house. And they would put the dogs out there. I have no idea why, with like a chain and a doghouse and all this stuff. Maybe so they didn't hear them bark, but you could still hear them bark. Anyway, my dad just let his whole freaking several rounds go out there.
You know what? That must be a dad thing.
And it was,
like
all through the doghouse and missed the dog.
Oh,
didn't
my
get the
God.
Dog. Getting dig the.
He was trying to get the dog.
He was trying to kill him.
Holy shit.
He was going to kill him.
Dude,
like,
your
for
dad's
sure.
crazy, which we already know. But anyway.
Y'all don't even
listen.
Know crazy. Yeah.
When I was a kid. So we lived, like, in this two-story house on, like, 8 acres, kind of, like, in the woods. And everybody on the same street as us had, like, 5 to 10 acres. Like, it was, like, kind of like a country road type deal, you know, yeah, like we, yeah. One of our neighbors had like a whole cabinet making shop in his yard, and yeah. then another person had like a whole field of horses. Oh, it was very rural.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so our house was like, the way that the upstairs was built, like, it was, like, real, like, pointy, I guess. I don't really know how. Like, the roof was, like an A-frame type yeah. situation. It was real pretty. And then, like, my sister had, like, this really pretty, like, huge, almost, like, bay-type window. Yeah. And then my parents' room was, like, on the other side of the house. But it was, like, at it was like on one corner of that, like, A-type, you know, area yeah. or whatever. So there was this bird that decided that it was going to get up on top of the roof every day and sing.
Oh.
Like, early as shit. Like, as soon as the sun's up, like, 5:36, like, or even earlier than that. Because, honestly, my dad woke up really early. So, like, the minute the sun's starting to come up, this bird's just up there singing his heart out. Yeah. Like, on the same corner, like, right on top of where my parents sleep.
Oh, gosh.
And so, my dad, like, okay, our house was never a gun household going up, like, growing up. Like, we were not, yeah. like, hunters. Like, we're definitely, like, fisherman-type people.
Yeah, I got you.
Because, like, my dad had boats. He built boats, like, did all this stuff. So he gets a BB gun.
Oh, shit.
And decides that he's going to shoot this fucking bird. And so, like, every fucking day. I mean, I would hear him get up. He'd be just grumbling and shit. He's like, just like, today's the day I'm going to kill this bird.
So that's some Tom and Jerry Dude, shit, bro.
It's hilarious. Because it's just like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not saying a woman wouldn't do that. But I just feel like a woman would just be like, I'm going to get noise canceling earbuds, or like, he's yeah, like a sleep mask, or like,
kill this bird.
I'm gonna get an air purifier to turn on and block out this. No, I just feel like we think a little differently, you know. But he was like, I'm gonna kill this son of a bitch.
I just don't know how to handle like it's so weird. Like, super light sleepers are yeah. amazing to me too, because
well,
yo, I can fucking sleep through a hurricane, bro. Like, it's got to be something mm-mm. drastic for it to wake me up. Like, it's more subtle things that wake me up, I feel like. Like, it's like things that my mom brain picks up. Like, if,
that makes sense.
You know what I
mean? Like, that set off your, like, internal alarm.
Yeah. But, yeah. like, random, like normal stuff, like, big storms, like, lightning, like a tornado siren probably wouldn't wake me up. Like, I'm for real. Like, one of the, like, wah! Like, that probably yeah. wouldn't wake me up, probably. Yeah. But, like, maybe if you, like, get out of the bed and, like, the absence of the bed being empty, that would wake me up. Because my brain's like, what is my child getting into in the middle of the fucking night? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, stuff like, but, yeah. but like, so big weird. Noises, they don't really wake me up. You gotta shake me.
I don't know if I'm a light sleeper, but I feel like I fairly am. Like, okay, so, you know, Chloe's had all these issues lately.
Oh, yeah.
So her latest thing is, like, she's got something going on with her. Sean says she's congested.
Mm.
And I'm like, maybe. I mean, she's just, the old is just going downhill quick. She's still happy as shit, so it's yeah. good. But she just, like, she just will do this thing. So, like, she's gotten to where she used to be quiet only when she slept. Otherwise, you could always hear, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
just around, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now it's just all the time. So, after 4 nights of, like, well, the problem is she, I guess because she has a congestion, maybe she's a lighter sleeper. And so if we rustle at all, or if somebody gets up to pee, that's it. It's over. She's done. She's up. Aww. And because she has, like, this issue, we got to take her to the bathroom immediately. She normally doesn't make it anyway. So then the diaper's dirty. Now we got to change the diaper. We got to wait for her to go outside 3 or 4 times. And it's, like, fucking 8:00. And you're just like, kill me. Just kill me. I don't have to wake up till 10. You know? But anyway, so, like, her Dang. Latest thing is just, like, this, you know. So what I started doing after, You've like, multiple nights of not sleeping, because she would wake up and then, like, I would hear and I'm like, oh, I gotta grab her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And between, she would just do, like, this, like, you know? And then she'll be like,
she got this.
And I'm like, what is happening over there?
And dogs can fucking sleep out.
Sean just sleeps through all of it, dude. And
yeah, that shit wouldn't wake me up either.
Dude, I'm just like laying there, just like.
I don't think that would wake me up either.
I'm like, this is day four. I'm not going to make it, you know, because we go to bed late. So it's like, I got to wake up early every day.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I started turning the air purifier on like level two. So it's like, shh, like our room just is. But this morning I woke up. I forgot to turn it on last night, passed out. And I can hear her starting to make her like noises.
Her little pig.
And so I like creep out of bed. And I turn that shit back on, and I'm, like, hoping that she just sleeps and, like, doesn't notice. And I'm, like, looking over.
Yeah.
She stayed okay. But I was like, oh, my God.
Bro, you have, like, a newborn.
That's what it feels like.
She's just
It's wild. Yeah. And, like, her favorite thing recently is to just follow me around and just make these fucked up noises at me. She it's like a cough snort. Like, she'll be like, and then she'll be like, and I'm like, what is happening? And she'll just follow me. Like, you know, I'll give her a little pat. She doesn't go away. She's just there. And she's like. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's like.
You need to give that dog some Mucinex.
And she just looks
Jesus
at me.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, what is happening?
Give her some Mucinex, something.
I know. I've been trying to think. I'm like, what do I do? Can this
maybe
be better?
There's some dog
is she just
congestion?
Old?
Maybe you can
I don't know
her,
if it is congestion.
You should see if there's like a dog sinus rinse or something.
I will.
You should. Because
that's been going on for a couple weeks. And it's
she
not
might
getting
like
any better. And I get it because like I feel like we have congestion a little bit too at night. Like I can feel it. So I'm like, he might be right. They tend to have allergies and things the same time we do.
Yeah.
But oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, literally yesterday I was sitting outside.
Oh, jeez.
I'm reading this book.
You're just trying
you know?
To
and it's
chill.
Like a serious book. It's like,
she like can't
we're talking
breathe.
About like the ego self and the true self and
yeah,
like how
yeah.
to like notice things and being aware. It's a very meditative type of book,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, I'm like,
you're thinking.
All these things. Yeah, I'm trying to like think. And it's the second time I've read it, so I'm like really trying to pick some stuff up. And she's just outside, just
You're like, bro,
dude,
go away.
I know. She's like getting in the, she'll be drinking the AC water. I'm like, yo. I'm like, put your diaper back on and get your ass inside.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Mama needs a couple minutes apiece.
Yeah. It's the same. It's the same with, at least it's easier to do with dogs and kids, but sometimes it's
yeah.
like, I just need,
inside.
Yeah, I'm just like, bro, I just need 5 minutes where I don't hear, like, where you're not talking to me and where you're not touching me.
I'm saying, bruh. It's a lot.
Sometimes
a whole
I just
thing.
Get sick of being like touched.
Yeah.
I go through phases like that where I'm like, bro, don't
get off me.
Touch me. Yeah. I'm like, just sit next to
I
me.
I can
bro.
See that though, because the
don't
kids
don't climb on.
They're
I
like
guess,
little koala bears.
Well, like if you're just gonna like sit, I don't mind being cuddled. If you're just gonna sit in my lap or sit next to me, and like if you want me to hug you. Like, if you want me to just, like, sit and hug you, that doesn't bother me. It's the moving around and the pull. I don't like my clothes being pulled. That irritates the piss out of me.
Yeah.
Like, if my clothes are being, like, pulled on, I don't like that.
I don't blame
it
you.
It makes me, I'm like, yo. I'm like, don't.
About to be ill with you.
Pull my clothes. Yeah. Don't climb on my shoulders. I'm not a jungle gym. I think it's because of jiu-jitsu, too, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I already spend like multiple hours a day where I have like
you're
ridiculous
like
amounts of body weight on me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like keep this weight off me and move this weight around. So when I'm like not there, I don't want to be like carrying this weight on me. You
yeah.
know? Like
I feel that.
Elodie will just want to like stand on my shoulders sometimes. Like she'll just, I'll be like if I'm sitting here and even if I'm, like, playing with her or something, she'll want to, like, step on me and, like, get on me. And
yeah.
I'm like, get on me. I'm like, get
stop
on
touching
me.
Me.
I'm like, I'll cuddle you. You want to be still? Like, we can cuddle. I'll hold your hand. Don't stand on my freaking shoulders, bro. We can go outside. I'll let you climb on whatever. Not me. Stay off.
You gotta get off mama.
Gotta get off of mama. Yeah, yeah. I need a break. I need a hot shower. One of those ones where you just like You, like, turn the shower head straight down. Yeah,
you're just like,
ugh. And you just put your forehead on the wall. Yep. Yeah, and you just stand there, and you're just like, fuck.
I'm so glad this day is over.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well.
We got to wrap it up.
That's it.
All right, find us on the internet, Epic Nuggets.
Yeah, on everything.
On everything. And then you can find Jaden.
Jaden Scrappy.
Yep, and me at Two Honest Tory. And we will see you on the next time.
That's right.
Bye.
Yoink. Two Honest Tory, drop truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.